92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy, and this is Good Morning Grand Haven.
Hey, hey, take it away. Get so that ball and fight.
Can't play both fight songs. I have both superintendents in here. We have Scott Grimes from Grand Haven Area Public Schools and Dennis Burton from Spring Lake Public Schools. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Nice to have you guys here. We're here to talk about a very serious topic, and it's deep fake technology. We're running public service announcements on our radio station about this, but this has become a nationwide problem in schools. What is your biggest fear about all of this, you guys?
Well, you know, it is new, and it's something that we're just starting to get our arms around and getting some information about. But, you know, it's about the rapid spread of misinformation and disinformation through social media, which could potentially harm students or staff. It creates confusion, spreads falsehoods, and undermines trust in credible information sources. Particularly, it makes it really concerning. You know, I think if you, for instance, have Facebook or X or something like that, and you see a post, and it's somebody that you recognize, maybe it's a famous person, maybe not, maybe just somebody locally, and it seems like maybe the message isn't what you would necessarily be used to hearing from that person. We're just trying to tell people, because of this new technology, start to question it, you know, start to look at it and say, that's kind of strange. And then you can maybe look at some physical characteristics of the post or whatever, but it's scary, and it's happening more and more often.
That's a fact. It's happening everywhere.
Oh,
in
absolutely.
Schools? Did you, Dennis, did you ever think that this would be something you'd have to worry about? I mean,
oh, gosh. You know, I think when I started as a school teacher and administrator, I think we were worried about who was going to write what on the bathroom stall.
I know.
Right? I mean, it was for a good time call. And then somebody's name and their home number. Mind you, we didn't have cell phones, so it would go to their home their home number. And now we're in a day and age where technology has accelerated things, and it's accelerating quickly with AI and deepfake. Where we're seeing students be bullied via this technology. We're seeing things such as sextortion, where students are being taken advantage of. And it all comes back to really the accelerating use of technology for negative reasons.
Right. Yeah, I got to tell you, my kids are 25 now, but I do have grandkids, and they're going to be going to school in a few years. This is very, very concerning. Scott Grimes, Dennis Burton, how do you work together? I got you both in the studio. This is great. How are you working together as two different school districts with sometimes two different needs?
I think the first thing that comes to mind for me, anyway, is that we're trying to get ahead of this message a little bit. You can never be all the way out in front on something as fast moving as this. But as a group of superintendents within the county, we have created a PSA announcement, which we're sharing on social media. And I think there's actually some stations in Grand Rapids that will also be running that to try to just educate parents and bring this conversation to them so that they can talk to their kids. I think the number one thing we can do is make sure that parents are having discussions with their children around the dinner table about what they see on social media, what they see that maybe doesn't make sense, and make sure they're inviting their children to talk to them when they're unsure about a message they've seen or heard.
Scott, do they bring this up to their teachers in class? And I mean, do you hear rumblings about this kind of stuff in the hallways and
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I think our students probably can look at these types of things and are probably more skeptical and understand it a little better even than what we can. You know, you asked Dennis a minute ago, when you started, could you ever imagine, when you started your career, could you ever imagine something like this 30 years later or whatever it is? Well, when I started, interestingly, as an assistant principal at the high school, and this was in the mid-90s, the big thing in technology was that five or six of us in the building would get email opportunities. We had this new thing called GroupWise, and five or six of us got to pilot that and just thought it was so cool that we didn't have to write a note and then go deliver it to a teacher and say, hey, could you stop by my office after school today? I need to talk to you about something. And to think back then that we'd be dealing with AI, I wasn't on any radar. Absolutely not.
No, I believe that. Isn't that something? You know, is if kids don't have enough to worry about, and parents as well. This affects parents as well. I know that when there's school closings, I obviously go to social media. I'll check your pages first. There is someone that calls the radio station. We have a password. You know, the days of sitting around the radio waiting for school closings, you know, I don't really know a whole lot of people who do that. Maybe, you know, grandparents and extended family might, but you know, you send out texts right away and that. But I think getting ahead of this is really, really important. Can you tell me a little bit about how the year has gone for you guys?
Gosh, this has been a really normal year. And when I say that, it's mostly relative to the past several years. You know, coming out of COVID, we all took a deep breath. Things felt a little better the year following. Now we're 2 years out from really any remnants of that. And it's been an outstanding school year. We've got a lot of things going on in Spring Lake with bond work coming up. I'm sorry, Scott, I don't mean to mention that. We've got some strategic planning work that we are doing. You know, I feel as if this has been one of those school years where things that were bothering us a few years ago, we finally kind of put in the back. And we're not taking them out again.
That's
so
really
it's been
good
a great, yeah, it's been a great year. We've got an outstanding group of seniors this year, and they're leading the way with a lot of accomplishments on the athletic fields, in the arts, with our band, and certainly academically, which has been fun to watch.
That's good to hear. How about you, Scott?
Ditto. It's been an outstanding year. It really has.
That's so good to hear.
You know, and it's nice this time of year. You start to think ahead. Spring break's coming up. Graduations are not that far behind when you're talking mid-May. But it really has been a great year, and our seniors, just like Spring Lake, have been leading the way. We saw incredible athletic performances, especially in the fall. Our girls swimming and diving team were runner-up in the state in Division I. Our boys cross-country finished third, and we have the state's top cross-country runner in our high school. And then, as he mentioned, there's been equally impressive performances by our performing arts students in the musicals. Band, orchestra, and choir just got done with their festivals, and they were incredible and highly rated, obviously. And guess what? It's Science Olympiad season, which usually spells good things for Grand Haven as well. Recently, our team won the regionals at Grand Valley, and that was their 31st regional championship. And next month, they'll go for their 20th state championship in Science Olympiad. So a lot of things trending up. We're excited. It's going to be an awesome spring packed with lots of activities, and we're just we're excited like we always are.
Yeah, it goes by so fast, doesn't it? And then you just send that class on their way, and you know, if you're lucky, they come back and say hi, and you see how they're doing, and it just moves so fast.
The days are long and the years are short. We talk about it all the time. I think in a blink of an eye, I've got a senior graduating on May 19th from Spring Lake High School, my last.
And, aww.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of activity. Like Scott said, we've got spring break next week, prom a couple weeks after that, graduation a short period of time after that. So, which is wonderful. It's actually, it makes the end of the school year, it gives you the distractions you need, to keep from getting infected with spring fever too badly. So
it certainly doesn't. It's just, you know, I look back when I was in high school, I was trying to figure out how I was going to get tickets to the Rolling Stones show at the Silver Dome in 1981. And, you know, that was like, you know, where my head was at. I think of my senior year, you know, John Lennon died. There was just so many things that happened. But now we're talking about things like AI and deep fake technology. It's just, it's unbelievable. But we'll put this interview up on our podcast section. I will have a link about misinformation and things like that, and how people can learn more. And we'll have all of that for our audience, and of course, parents that are listening as well. I really appreciate you guys being here. Have a wonderful spring break.
Thank you, Marielle. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Anything else you wanted to add?
Just wishing everybody a great spring.
Okay. And Scott, before you retire, let's do one more interview too, okay?
Okay.
Can we do that? All right.
Happy to.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Scott Grimes, superintendent of the Grand Haven Area Public Schools. Today I want to discuss the serious issue of deepfake technology and its impact on our students.
Deepfakes can be used to spread false information, bully, and even blackmail students.
Imagine the harm if someone uses this technology against our children to create hurtful content
by manipulating or imitating their voice or likeness.
It's crucial to educate our students about this.
They need to question what they see and hear online.
We must teach our children to verify sources, to be skeptical of too-good-to-be-true content, and report these suspicious activities.
Together, we can protect our students from the dangers of deepfakes and ensure a safer digital environment for them.
The Stop, Think, Verify initiative is sponsored by the Ottawa Area Superintendents Association. Learn more at oassn.org.